to tread through unprecedented times. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO for Redding Rancheria. Through drought, wildfire, and devastation, we have banded together and became stronger. The challenges we are yet to face remain unknown, but what is known is that this is a community of survivors. Our citizens are dedicated to rallying behind the community in times of crisis. It is the same dedication to our community that will help us face COVID-19. We ask that you follow CDC guidelines and to continue practicing social distancing. We are all in this together.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is the 27th of April, 7:06 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. They're the ones out there on the front lines of fighting the COVID-19. We're very proud of our Shasta Regional Medical Center people. What's the weather look like today, Ashley?
We're looking at our last day before the peak of our heat wave. So today's high will be 84. It's currently about 63 and mostly cloudy outside right now. The clouds look awesome on my drive in this morning. Tomorrow we're looking at a high of 93. We are breaking the 90s. But we'll be going slowly back down throughout the rest of the week with 87 on Wednesday and 82 Thursday, 80 on Friday. We're looking at sunny and mostly sunny throughout the week with a few more clouds on Wednesday.
Okay. The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business. Chuck and Judy Kenny have had this business for, 20 years and have won awards, state-level awards for hiring veterans. And they're keeping their 30 employees busy during this, thank God. And I got a story about Chuck Kenny later on today. Later on this morning, I saw him yesterday, give discounts for seniors and veterans out there. Okay, our FM is, for some reason, it's going up the hill. It's being read in the transmitter.
It's
not going out on the air. So we're calling the internet people up there to stir the router up, to shake it up, to see if something's going on up there with that one, see if they've had problems. Because we've had internet problems this week, and it hasn't come from our end. It's just been internet problems. So I'm sorry, and without that internet going, then our FM signal doesn't go. But our AM's on, and we're streaming happily. So I'm sorry. Now, I'm sitting here with Christine Hixenbaugh and from One Safe Place. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, good. I'm glad you are.
Yeah, there's, absolutely.
You know what? We're in a kind of a strange, strange time here, as we all know. The idea of that that you feel some things are happening.
Mm-hmm.
But you have no proof of it.
Yeah. Everything's unknown, right? Like, and everybody is feeling the uneasiness and the fear, the anxieties, right? And we're all coming across new challenges and barriers that we maybe never even thought. Maybe we had something a long time ago, right? Some uptick, right? Something, struggling with depression or something like that, right? People who are normally very healthy and, mentally healthy are now facing some different aspects of this COVID-19 where, they don't feel like their normal selves. And that can be really scary. But I think the coolest thing about that is that we're all feeling it together and that we all feel a little bit off kilter right now. And I think that's the way that we can really connect right now.
You have to do as many things as you can that are normal, though.
Yeah.
Safely. Mm-hmm. Now, has the number of people that have come to, or that usually come to One Safe Place, has that number dropped?
The amount of people that are staying inside our building, right, inside our shelter, uh-huh. Isn't as much as it is usually. We've seen a slight increase in visits for service recently. But we haven't seen the big numbers that we're kind of waiting for, right? I mean, after the car fire, which, we were way you know, the whole community was really stretched thin. And we saw a big uptick after that. And then, that was difficult. I'm just, now it's kind of taking me back to that time, and it was so overwhelming. And then, you know, with COVID-19, we are expecting between a 25 and 35% increase for visits for service.
Once it's lifted?
Right.
Because most of the people that, especially for when it comes to child abuse,
mm-hmm.
things like this, you get it from the schools. A lot of it comes from the schools.
Yeah,
and
that's an outlet.
They're not going to schools now.
Right. And parents aren't going to the schools and seeing their friends
right.
or, you know, their kids' parents, and those conversations aren't being had. A lot of a lot of people that I've, you know, spoke with say, you know, oh, I met somebody in the parking lot, you know, who saw that I looked different, right? Or I was embarrassed to go into the parking lot, right? Be in social situations, right? And representing
marks,
their family.
Things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh. It gets scary to keep going out there. So now that they don't have that showing up every day, I think that can really keep somebody from moving forward and taking the steps that they need.
Well, you know, that kind of thing, or you're wearing mask.
Yeah. Well, now I'll have our faces covered, right?
Yeah.
But it'd be pretty easy to see something up here.
So, I know this is something like people are waiting for the other shoe to drop. Then, when people start coming out, because you just have, if things just don't drop off,
mm-hmm.
especially under a time where people have lost jobs.
Yeah,
the kids are home now, where you used to be able to get them out. I mean, I know probably very well balanced people that mm-hmm. they've got two or three young ones there. They're just running through the house crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe not crazy, but constantly there. And now you're home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're trying to work from home. And, you know, you get, you know, it's, you know, there's bother there. So people that have never probably had a problem, there's probably people snapping at each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, physical abuse isn't always physical abuse. I mean, spousal abuse isn't always physical abuse. Sometimes it's mental abuse, and it can be mental abuse on the kids. That would have never happened without this,
mm-hmm.
without this strange thing that we're doing. Now, I would think that most people, and I would, the vast majority of the people that have a good relationship, that, you know, they realize that there's going to be some tenseness, you know, okay, so you take the kids out of the house and let them, mm-hmm. you know, run into the backyard, scream as loud as you want for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, you get 5 minutes. Scream as loud as you want. You know, then you time them and you bring them back in again. You know.
Is that something you've done before?
No, but I just saw somebody said, hey, the guy next door let his kids come out and they just screamed. They just screamed as loud as they could for 5 minutes.
You know,
like
that may be a saving grace
for
a lot of people.
And he said, but it was kind of like toward the, you know, the third minute, they started slowing down. By the time they hit the fifth minute, he said they were okay, and he takes them back in the house again.
Huh.
Well, you know, I mean, so that works. You know,
right.
he gets their energy out. Or you take them for 20 walks a day. You
mm-hmm.
know, you start building your cardiovascular, and they come home, they go take naps.
Yeah.
See, there's things around this that people will do, but sometimes you don't have a job. Now you're wondering if you're going to be able to pay the rent
mm-hmm.
and, you know, the electric bill. You're kind of like, if you live here in Reading, that's backed off. You don't have to worry about that so much. But when it comes to going from paycheck to paycheck, and this is all types of pressure there, plus the fact of the unknown.
Yeah.
Because we don't know what's going to happen, because we hear the plans, but we don't see anything happening about.
And for people who are used to having control over their situation, or say having control over their spouse, right?
Yeah.
Starting to lose that control over everything that's happening outside the house can make somebody take more steps into escalating a situation to have power and control over their significant other, because that could be the only thing they can really control right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And that could be it. And that their spouse may not, or significant other may not be in the mood for it.
Right. Well, luckily, there's a silver lining is that we get to have a new opportunity. Something that I always like to say in times of crises is I look at a crisis as an opportunity, right? An opportunity to create a new path or see things from a different perspective. And I think right now with everybody together in the house, maybe somebody is looking at their partner thinking, I don't want my child being subjected to this type of conversation or verbal abuse against myself, right? So now they're saying, oh man, you know, and it's consistent. It's not like they can go out with their friends and hang out and come back and forget about it all, right? It's happening every single day. And both sides are really feeling the pressure right now.
Oh, yeah.
So I hope that people know that we're around, right, to safety plan and figure out long-term planning. I mean, we know more than anybody that in order to stay safe, sometimes you have to meet somebody where they're at and just say, okay, you're going to be escalating the situation. You're going to be – maybe they're yelling, right, mm-hmm. or just to keep the keep the energy at kind of an even keel.
Sure.
Just in order to stay safe.
We got to take a break. When we come back, and you're going to give some hints.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Locally owned, locally operated. Did you know 2 years ago in 2018, Cornerstone Community Bank did a board exercise of a pandemic and how they would handle it. And they've done a great job when the PPP money was coming out, the Small Business Administration, Cornerstone Community Bank was all over that. They were helping their customers. They were helping people that weren't their customers. And one of the reasons they did it is because they had planned ahead and found out, okay, if I've got 70% of my people working from home because of a pandemic, what kind of communication links do we have to have? You know, and the only thing they had to do was turn on things and give people access, and they could start working. And it was a supreme moment for Cornerstone Community Bank and Jeff Fink. But if this new PPP has come out, so if you didn't get into the last one, head on down to 1845 California Street or 192 Hartnell Avenue in the old Raley Shopping Center and see if they can help you. Cornerstone Community Bank is still moving local dreams forward. We'll be right back after these messages with Christine Hixenbaum from One Safe Place.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted.
Yeah.
Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with 5 types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio here on Monday the 27th. 63 degrees out there, a little cloudy, but it's going to be going up to 84. Tomorrow's in the 90s, and Wednesday starts to cool down to 87 again. 605-4567 is our phone number. And yes, we are having a little problem with the FM, not here. It's leaving here. And as far as we can tell, it's getting there. But somehow it's not getting back. Which is kind of the weird thing. So
that's right. We love all of our AM listeners.
Yeah,
right?
Well, AM, and you can hear us on streaming. Streaming's up and all that. Mm. So my apologies, and hopefully we'll have this one figured out today once we get the internet people in here. But good morning, everybody. 7:21 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, an essential business. Jeff's out there, and he's working down at 3208 South Market Street. Jeff Wurst. It's a better-known business. He's been doing this for a couple of decades also, and he's truly from the old school, and each one of his repairs is quality workmanship, whether it's a small chip in your windshield to a crack over 2.5 feet in length. Jeff is going to fix it. He guarantees it for life. What else can you say? You know, he fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield 13, 14 years ago, and you still can't see it. So that kind of tells me something. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. You can bring your car in, step out, and be safely distanced while he works on it inside his shop there, his garage there, right off of Market Street. Okay. Hey, I'm with Christine Hixenbaugh, and Christine is from One Safe Place. And what we talked about in the first 15 minutes is there's a lot of pressure out there on families, pressure they've never had before, really. Maybe they're not working, and they've always worked. Their kids go to school. Now the kids are at home. Any number of things because of the uncertainty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of when is this going to end? You know, and I'm in my savings now, but how long can I keep into my savings? Those kind of things, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And it puts a lot of pressure on a family. So maybe some words start or mm-hmm. arguments are starting, and you could understand. I mean, I could understand. So, but you've got some hints here or some tips.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so in order to, say, diffuse the situation, right, I think it's important that everybody know about the escalation, right? And one of your questions, you know, is when is this going to end? And I think that a lot of people on the receiving end of abuse are wondering that, too. The unfortunate part is that a lot of times it doesn't end. You know, there's this idea that when something is in motion, it tends to continue to be in motion. At One Safe Place, you know, we always hear from survivors who talk about, you know, they never thought that their partner could do something, be so abusive, you know, that, this level of abuse has reached such a heightened state that they actually become fearful. You know, maybe it starts with the verbal abuse, maybe a little bit of physical, and then, you know, they think this, or maybe the physical happens in the beginning and they think this isn't going to continue, right? But the important thing to know is that the fear that somebody is having is valid. If they're instinctually thinking, oh my gosh, I'm in a dangerous situation, or my pet's in a dangerous situation, or my children, right? That instinct is a first big red flag that you can be sure to rely on to get you out of that situation. And maybe that tells you to be calm and cool and collected, just so that the violence doesn't escalate. But people who are being abused know when their situation has taken a dangerous turn, you know, and understanding that escalation is what can prevent you from kind of being, or help you prevent that escalation of violence to getting worse and worse. And I mean, it could start gradually, it could be suddenly. Of course, you know, gradual escalation happens more slowly. It might look like insults that steadily become crueler or more hurtful. Getting into the you know, we always want to be open and honest with our partners, and when they turn a deep-rooted insecurity into a way to harm you, that's, you know, that's something to pay attention to. And then a sudden escalation can happen, of course, more quickly, but it could also be more severe and might look like an emotionally abusive partner turning into physical violence, maybe for the first time. And over the course of a relationship, an abusive one, it's common for the abuse to escalate. And oftentimes survivors find themselves experiencing something they never thought that their partner would do or could do. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, right now, I mean, as we're trying to shelter in place and keep the balance in the home, I think that a lot of people will see different aspects of their partners maybe becoming more violent, right? Whether that be verbal or physical, doesn't really matter. But what matters is being able to pay attention to what's going on and being honest with yourself and taking those instincts seriously. Right? The reason why escalation is so dangerous is because the partner knows that they can take advantage of the situation, right? They can use new and more damaging tactics that continue to hoard that power and control in the relationship, right? So they can...
the whole thing is power and control. It's not just anger and you're yelling at each other. Mm-hmm. That's different.
Yeah, that's different.
That's different because, you know, people are passionate a lot of times, and they get into screaming arguments, but mm-hmm. then when it's over, it's over. There's no blows exchanged. There may be some words that don't, you know, come out, but they forgive. So because it's not that all the time,
mm-hmm.
it's not a constant abuse.
Right. If it's not causing fear, right, in you, if it's just a bicker, you know, like a, you know, you should have done the dishes earlier, right? Or, you know, something like that. Right? But if that you should have done the dishes earlier turns into abusive behavior, like, I don't know, I don't want to say bad things on the air, but, you know, like, something easy is you're not doing dishes earlier because your mother didn't do dishes earlier. You know, you're just like that person who is maybe the worst person in that person's life, right?
Yeah.
So kind of digging in deep when the altercation could just solve itself, right?
But seeing that pattern is the scary part.
And
you tell people that are in, like, you know, they can't get in arguments and there's more stress now. Is the old timeout adage where things are starting to escalate that it's a, one of the partners just goes, hey, timeout, and everything stops for 10 minutes. Now, in a balanced relationship, that can work.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in an abusive relationship, there is no timeout.
Right.
I mean, you could say, hey, let's have a timeout, but it doesn't. They'll follow you.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, yes. Abuse is a choice, right? And when we are talking about, you know, two individuals who are trying to get through, say, you know, this just situation, this everyday, just because the person, say, hasn't been violent in the past doesn't mean this situation isn't going to escalate to violence, right? But it's escalation usually happens when they feel that they're losing power and control over you, right? It's because Maybe the other person has more independence, and that's really scary. In fact, 75% of the serious injuries that do occur in abusive relationships occur when the relationship ends, right? So in a healthy relationship, your partner is going to want you to be happy, healthy, have friends, have independence, do things that brings you joy. But if it becomes negative when they're trying to take that away from you, right, and not give you that
isolate you from your friends.
Absolutely.
Okay, hey, we're going to have to take a break here. I'm with Christine Hexenbaugh from One Safe Place, and we're describing what's going on, you know, and some of the concerns of One Safe Place and, well, law enforcement and other places is that there's abuse going on because of the heightened pressures on everybody. Kids are home. The parents are home, maybe for the first time in years. Mm-hmm. Maybe something that's been kind of working its way there. You know, it hasn't gotten there yet because, you know, it's still been able to handle it now when everybody's forced to stay inside. In close confines, even if you get out and walk and all that stuff, you still got to come back in the evening. Sometimes something's going to happen, but there's no way of finding out. Kid goes to school and he's got a bruise on him or he's crying or something like that. A teacher can usually find out, but you don't have that right now. Mm-hmm. So it's really important as we as neighbors kind of be paying attention about what's going on out there. Also,
yeah. And for people to know that they can call us at any time at 244-0117.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break and come back. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. No, they're not open, but yes, they will be as soon as this thing opens up. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. I'm going to run down there and buy something. I don't care what it is. Rebecca will just hold it out. Here, give it to me. Here's my credit card. And because I know I'm going to have to make up something to Linda after this much time. I don't know what it is. Well, I have an idea, but anyway, Four Winds Jewelry, they're super people down there. Again, 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back with One Safe Place. Don't you come back.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Shasta College has been a vital part of this community for over 70 years. Look around. You probably know many of our successful graduates serving our community in high-demand, high-growth fields like nursing, law enforcement, accounting, communications, and agriculture. Summer enrollment is happening now. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply to enroll for the summer semester. Classes start June 8th. Looking for a transfer? Save money and time by spending your first 2 years at Shasta College before you transfer to a university. High school students, summer is the perfect time to earn college credit with no tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
No tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number. And this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. And during these trying times, Home Helpers is there for you. If you've lost your home care, give them a call. They have the people that can come in there, whether it's, you know, once a day for a few hours or it's 7 days a week, for around-the-clock help. Home Helpers is there for you. Learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com or give Sharon a call at 226-8350 and find out how, if you're experiencing something that is a little bit more than you can handle, let Sharon come over and talk to you and work out a plan for you. Remember, there's no place like home. You want to keep people there. You don't want them to go into a nursing home. And I'm here with Christine Hixenbaugh from One Safe Place, and we're talking about the additional pressures everybody is under and how this could lead to more of more set-tos in the home, or even worse, if a person who has had some abuse going on, now there's no escape because the abuser isn't going to work,
right?
Or they can't get out to school. So
yeah,
we've got a couple more things here, right?
Yeah, we got some events to talk about later.
Yeah.
You want me to cover that in this segment?
Yeah.
Just chatting about, how can we kind of diffuse the conflicts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we are seeing differences in behavior and triggers, right? There's a lot more of that. But being able to pay attention to what's going on in the partner who's being abusive, to prevent the escalation from getting heightened, preventing escalation can consist of repeating behaviors that have helped in the past, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you might ask yourself, what did I do last time my partner started to become violent? And how did they react? And what usually helps calm them down? I mean, some survivors report that submitting to their abusers for a short period of time can actually make them safer. And we actually see that a lot at One Safe Place. So while it might feel really upsetting to have to kind of submit to somebody else's control for a second, there's no shame in doing whatever is necessary to keep you and your family safe. So even if, you are preventing escalation means that the abuser gets to win a small battle in order to prevent a full-blown attack, it could be worth your while to stay safe for the time being, at least until you can get on the phone, call One Safe Place, call law enforcement, get the resources that you need. We are still available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, not just for people who are experiencing domestic violence and sexual assault, but for anybody who's experiencing stress right now. We know that this is a very stressful time, and we want to reach everybody and letting them know that we have options for people trying to get out of this maybe escalation situation, right? We can do safety planning, long-term, short-term, right? Whatever that looks like, each relationship is very different. Now, there are some things to pay attention to, right, in terms of it getting so bad that there could be a loss of life, right? And that's more frequent or intense physical violence, right? If there's guns or other weapons, especially if they've threatened to kill you with them or if they've threatened to kill themselves, if there's any type of strangulation, people who strangle are 750% more likely to kill their partner. I hate to say that.
I know that Angela went to a conference, and this is one of the things they found is if it escalates where you're being strangled, then you've got a much better chance then of the next time around it could go all the way.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
That's something that should be a warning to mm-hmm. people that they, you know, if it's gotten to that point, you need to get out of there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now,
and fast.
Why do people keep going back?
It's hard. You know, we were just talking about how, you know, kind of keeping an even keel helps to not escalate a situation, right? And there's a lot of reasons people go back. You know, we talk about them all the time. But there is the stigma, you know, like, well, why doesn't she just leave the situation? Well, sometimes we think that we can help the partner become better, or we have this idea of why won't he love me the way that I love him? You know, I just want my family to be happy, and I don't want a broken family, right? A lot of people think that way. But if your child is witnessing domestic violence of any sort, that child is more likely to end up in juvenile hall, in the prison system, acting out in school. It creates astronomical barriers in developing honest relationships with people, right? So if you're not able, if you want to be able to get out of the situation, we encourage you to call and mm-hmm. set up some sort of plan. I know what helped me, I was in a violent situation for 2 years, and what helped me is I called a friend. I told her a little bit about what was going on. Of course, I didn't tell her the details because that's embarrassing, right? That mm-hmm. me, a very strong woman, would put myself in a situation where I'm being manipulated and controlled and abused by somebody else was crazy, you know, for me to think that I could get into that situation. But she said, Christine, what's your plan? What are you going to do about it? And I was so dumbstruck thinking, what are you talking about? You say that I can get out of this? What do you mean I can get out of this? So she goes, I want you to go, like, hang up the phone, write down your plan on how you're going to get out of this, and call me back. And I was like, oh, my gosh. That totally revolutionized my life, really, because she gave me the power back that I thought I didn't even think that it existed. So
you'd reached that point in your life where you were just totally helpless at that point almost.
I was past that point. I was past that point into believing this is what I deserve. I don't deserve anything better. I didn't know about things like One Safe Place, right? I didn't know that there were people out there, excuse me, that could help me and talk me through the safety planning aspect. But what I did was waited until his parents were in town and were at the house, and I said, I'm leaving, get your things. Right. And I stayed at a friend's for a while because I felt it was instinctual that I was in serious danger. So sometimes it just takes somebody asking you, you know, hey, what's your plan? And I mean, I've seen a lot of turnaround, you know, people coming in thinking, I just want to talk. I just want to know what's available. And then by the end of a conversation, they're really seeing where all of the violence comes from, how serious it is. And we get to be there and holding somebody's hand and saying, this is the next step, right? This is how we're going to get you out of this situation. Legally, financially, relationship-wise, in terms of safety planning. I mean, we're a wraparound, right? We're ready. So
okay.
If anybody needs help, we've got some events.
Okay, hit the events.
So although we're not able to do Walk a Mile this year, we are doing a virtual Walk a Mile. So we got to go online this year. So go online and check out our Facebook photos. We've got Hunks of Men and Babies on there. So there's plenty to make your heart melt and so many reasons to participate. So we ask you to join us in wearing something that represents a strong woman to you. We're encouraging people to post on Facebook and join us. Invite friends to vote on the official page, our event page, and it's a dollar vote. So you can go ahead and there's a link there to donate, and you just type in the person's name that you want to donate for. You put in a dollar, and then that person will win a special giveaway. So you really got to go on there. Carl, if you haven't been on our events page yet, you got to get on there because it is a crack up. It's so cute, too. Babies in heels. I mean, this is something that we haven't had the opportunity to see so much before. So,
well, we're if just you make more money this way, is this the last time I would have to go out in public in heels?
Yeah. Come by.
Because if you just
did, you bring your heels today?
No, I didn't bring my. Well, I don't have heels. First of all, I usually borrow them from Vince Stevens.
Okay.
Because he's got six or seven pairs of heels he wears at various times.
Well, I have some extra heels lying around.
Yeah, but I don't think my feet will get into your heels. Well. But I usually have to call Karen, who has large size shoes to.
Yeah. Well, we're also.
They were red last time, though. They were pretty cool.
Yeah. Quick one. To help families stay safe during this time and to support children's growth and learning and connection with their families, we're doing bag giveaways on Fridays from 2 to 4 at One Safe Place. To get updates on that, you can go to ospshasta.org or our Facebook or Instagram page. That's usually where we're kind of sending people for all of our updates because things are changing every week. So we've had donations from board members and First Five Shasta, and our staff has put so much work into providing these just epic bags filled with goodies, right? They've got games and puzzles and coloring pages and stuffed animals. Of course,
games and puzzles have been selling like crazy.
Oh, I
bet. It's hard to find them online.
And some of the bags will even find binoculars and sunglasses. It really depends on which one you get.
Wow.
Yeah, we want people to go outside.
Linda is just kicking my butt in Scrabble.
In Scrabble?
Oh, the first day she beat me by like 150 points. I got it down to 60 the second day. And now I'm going back at her today.
You reading the dictionary now?
Huh? Am I?
Yep.
We have a Scrabble dictionary, and she's challenged me twice.
Oh, I bet.
Taking all my points.
Yeah.
She fills in the edges, which is triple letter.
Mm-hmm.
Or triple word scores.
She's strategizing.
Oh, man, she's kicking my butt.
Where's your strategy at?
Yeah, so much for that. Okay. Well, thanks so much, Christine, for coming in today. A lot of information. But One Safe Place is open for business.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
If you have any questions, if you feel like, hey, this is going a little bit too far. It's never gotten here before. Maybe I need to talk to somebody because of the stress to help me handle the stress or ways of alleviating the stress. Well, you're there for that.
Connection's important.
Yeah, and things have happened. Like one of our listeners here has written down, he says, a lot of times things that addictions that have never come up
are starting to become an issue now.
Right. And that was a good point because they could hide it because they were gone.
Right. Yeah. And now you're both in the home. And if those addictions make you act a different way, that can be traumatizing.
Because you're not getting something.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be just something as weird as somebody that's been sneaking around smoking. And then now they can't smoke. And then now they're going through, they're going through withdrawals from smoking. That could cause a lot of tension in a house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a friend I was just talking to yesterday going through that.
No, I don't want to kill him. No, I'm just going to wait till he goes to sleep and I'm going to duct tape him to the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't want to kill him. No, but I just want him to be there so I can, and then I'm going to smoke. Okay, Christine, thanks so much. One Safe Place is out there for us. They've got lots of great information. If you've got any questions, just give them a call.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
You can mask up again.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to put on
And we're
going to
sanitize the whole area.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be
so diligent.
We'll be right back after these messages. 7:48 in the morning, 63 degrees.
And that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are going to walk all over you.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Brian Carton, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
These are unprecedented times, challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
California lawmakers created a new statute in 2018 preventing public employers from disparaging unions. The statute was designed to undercut the 2018 Supreme Court Janus decision, which gave public employees an opt-out right from paying any union dues. Now, seven elected officials in California are suing the California Public Employment Relations Board for violating their First Amendment rights of free speech. Well, Pacific Justice Institute will provide free legal help to any employees who, as a matter of conscience, seek to opt out from paying union dues.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Take me home to the place.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, 7:52 in the morning on the 27th of April, Monday, 63 degrees out there. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As you know, that the health insurance, which you either have to have or get fined, that's up in the air. But Judy has all the answers for that at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And if you're having some questions about what's going on financially, her financial division are more than happy to sit there and talk with you over the phone. And maybe you could, you know, FaceTime them or something. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, you can give them a call at 221-0441. They've been helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans since 1993. Okay, we were just discussing this, that corona cases, we jumped four in the last few days, up to 30. Now, that's still a low number compared to other places, but it jumped up four. But we had our fourth person die, and from what I understand, the patient was in his 90s, and so, you know, that it was interesting when you see that a lot of people have, almost all of them have had underlying conditions of some kind, not all, but a vast majority. But what the doctor said was, and this is really important, he said, yeah, but if it hadn't been for COVID-19, they would have still been alive. So, I mean, you think, well, 90s, that's a long time to live. But if you weren't going to die, and the COVID killed you, you know, you don't care if you don't care if it's not killing a lot of people. If it kills you, it's kind of like low intensity combat. It's not low intensity if somebody's shooting at you. It becomes very high intensity there, even though it's not a like a, you know, a mid scale or full scale war. We've had about in California over 42,000 people have died. That's not true. That's not true. We've had 42,000 cases, a 2% increase, 5,000 are hospitalized, 1,710 deaths.
Actually, I have some fresh numbers for you there. We're,
right.
we're at 43,703 confirmed cases in California and 1,720 deaths.
Okay, so 10 since
so 25 of those were yesterday.
Okay.
That's California.
Healthcare workers, 4,593 have been infected with the COVID-19. 24 have passed. So when you think about that, I put something on Facebook the other day of faces of the nurses and doctors that are fighting this because of the masks they're wearing and for the extensive time they have to wear them. It's their faces are bruised. They look haggard. You should sit in there working probably 16-hour days. They were, I mean, it was amazing, you know, because it showed, you know, showed also showed pictures of them, you know, like at home when, you know, after a shift or a day after a shift or something, and they look, you know, they look kind of like totally different. But after working a shift, they you know, you could kind of look in their eyes, and it's almost like seeing people in combat. You know, they get that look in their eyes that this is just, you know, overwhelming me right now. Interesting. I want to change the subject real quick to Joe Biden, who is, I think, the Democrat is going to be the Democratic candidate for president. A woman has come out and with very, you know, very specific facts and times and dates about Joe Biden assaulting her. And yet all of the Me Too movement has not picked this up. None of the Democratic National Committee hasn't even mentioned it. The media has not mentioned this. And I remember back about Kavanaugh, who had, I mean, really specious questions about him assaulting a girl back at a party 30 or 40 years ago and all this. You know, but, and, you know, whatever you think about that, why isn't this woman getting at least the same coverage? I mean, she could tell you what date it was. She could tell you what he was wearing. She could tell you exactly what happened. She hadn't been drinking. It was fresh in her mind. She had told other people about it. I don't understand. Well, I guess I do. Why is it a double standard? Why is Joe Biden given a pass on this unless they think maybe he doesn't remember it for a variety of reasons? And yet, just because the Biden campaign says, well, we investigated and there's nothing there, move on. There's something wrong with the system that will literally pillory somebody, take them out and give them a public flogging over accusations that have since come up, have since come back, and the accusers are saying it wasn't true. And yet, here's a man that's going to be running for our presidency, and with this, why isn't that being investigated? And if you don't think it will be, if he wins, of course it will be. I mean, this is, I mean, the Democrats opened up a new level of sleaziness that the Republicans, I'm sure, would be more than happy to roll right into and keep the sleaze going. Does it do anything for our country? Nah. And the lady's mother, oh, here's something. The lady's mother called the Larry King show back when it happened and nothing came of it. Of course not. Of course not. And then you think about also, thanks, Jimmy, Clarence Thomas. He said it was a high-tech lynching, and he was right. And this is what we've gotten into. And so, like I said, the sleaze that the Democrats, you know, just found new depths of it for Kavanaugh, I just think is that the Republicans have a long memory, and they remember the Kavanaugh. They remember what happened with Trump. And this is not over. This isn't over. You know, they're going to be happy to come back and do it again, which does nothing for our country. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a break here, and we're going to have Baron Browning, part of the city council down in Anderson, with us. And we're going to be talking about a letter that Baron wrote about opening up Shasta County. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Alaska, Georgia, and Oklahoma got the ball rolling last week, reopening certain businesses closed by the coronavirus pandemic. This week, more states, including Tennessee and Minnesota, are easing or lifting restrictions. Overseas, some European countries making similar moves. After waging his own battle with the virus, Britain's Prime Minister is back to work today. The BBC's Jonathan Blake on Downing Street.
The first pressing issue for Boris Johnson as he returns to work here at Number 10 today is to look at and start thinking about and planning for the lifting or easing of lockdown measures which are in place in the UK. We've seen opposition parties putting pressure on the government to be more open about how and when they plan to do that, and some members of parliament in Boris Johnson's own Conservative Party are now starting to call for him to give more details as well.
Work on a Paris landmark, the fire-damaged Notre Dame Cathedral, is resuming. This following a break that was forced by the COVID-19 pandemic.
More than a year after the fire, workers still haven't finished stabilizing the medieval cathedral, much less rebuilding it. The coronavirus outbreak caused a new setback. Work on the cathedral mid-March when France imposed strict confinement measures. Workers have begun to rearrange the construction site to make it virus-safe. The site is hidden from the public by high barriers.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. The Supreme Court has declined to rule on a challenge to a New York City ban on the transport of licensed, locked, and unloaded guns outside the city limits. New York City put the ban on hold anyway, and a new state law blocks the city from reviving it. Given those circumstances, the High Court says there's nothing left for it to rule on. Wall Street stocks are higher. Right now, the Dow is up about 212 points. The S&P better by 24. The NASDAQ Composite Index is up 70 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We're about to hear a commercial for a very unique mortgage team that has a very specific advantage that could save your family monthly and lifelong money. Two things you should know. One, we were started by a dad and his son and his wife and his sister-in-law, and we've grown to be a faith-focused mortgage team that's helping families across the U.S. We're faith and family at our core, and we don't hide it. Two, we've still stayed fairly small, on purpose. We're only about a couple dozen people, a makeup that we believe lets us truly know every person that calls. But we also have a big advantage. Our company is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, a reality that often allows us to get you a better rate, which could save you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park, Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1330. Equal Housing Lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, Mississippi, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The CEO of European aircraft manufacturer Airbus says the company is suffering severe financial turbulence.
According to Guillaume Foury, the very survival of Airbus is in question. The company, he's told staff, is bleeding cash at an unprecedented speed, and a third of its business has disappeared almost overnight. Airlines around the world are fighting for survival and are therefore unable to take delivery of the aircraft they've ordered, either now or for the foreseeable future. Airbus has already cut back production dramatically and made use of government schemes to lay off workers temporarily in several countries. But according to Mr. Foury, the time has come to plan for more far-reaching measures, and he says all options must be considered.
The BBC's Theo Leggett. Japan's central bank making it easier for cash-strapped companies to get funding in response to the growing economic devastation caused by the coronavirus pandemic. News and analysis at townhall.com. Germany's labor minister speaks of a right to work from home.
Hubertus Heil told Sunday's edition of the Bild am Sonntag newspaper he aims to put forward legislation this fall to give workers the right to do their jobs from home if it's feasible to do so, even after the coronavirus subsides. He says initial estimates suggest the proportion of people working from home has risen from 12% to 25% during the virus crisis to around 8 million people, and he stressed his aim is to enable more home working but not force it. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
A beef production plant in Green Bay, Wisconsin has become the latest to shut down because of coronavirus infections among employees. JBS USA says JBS Packerland plant will be closed temporarily. The Green Bay Press Gazette reports at least 189 COVID-19 infections had been linked to the JBS facility as of Friday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this month. 605-4567 is the phone number, and it's the 27th of April. We've lost it. Baron, we've lost the month.
It is.
Now it's May. It's almost May.
It's almost here.
Friday.
Yes.
Jeez. And 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. 4,500 of the people that have this, almost 4,600 of the people that have caught the COVID virus in California are healthcare professionals. 24 of them have passed. So when you think about that, it kind of drives it home when you think about our people, our nurses and our doctors and our PAs and even the people working in the hospital to keep it clean. They're all exposed to this. You know, we've been fortunate about what's happening here in Shasta County. We're going to talk about that as soon as we get finished with the weather. So, Ashley, it's going to be hot. Not hot.
Not July, but it's going to be warm for April.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be even warmer tomorrow. So we are looking at 84 degrees today. We're going to be maintaining these clouds most of the afternoon. That does not mean you don't need sunscreen. I got burned this weekend, so sunscreen is important. But tomorrow, we're actually looking at a high of 93 degrees. And that's going to be our highest for the foreseeable future. It's going to slowly start to decay after that. We're going all the way down to 78 by a week from now. So this weekend should be pretty awesome. But make sure you stay cool, stay hydrated, make sure you stay sunscreened up for tomorrow. So I also wanted to wish you a very special Happy Devil Dog Day. I know you're into those national holidays. Today
National Devil Dog Day. Well, hell yes.
Yep.
Baron and I are both happy about that. Hoorah. It's National Devil Dog Day, which is another name, for, of course, for the Marines. We got that name during World War One. And during one of the battles, a German officer wrote, he says, they just keep coming. They from all directions. They are fierce. They're from hell. They're devil. They're the hounds from hell. And it became devil dogs. Yeah. You know, don't piss off a Marine. There's a great song,
most
too.
Most people know that.
In fact, there's a song by Toby Keith about Call a Marine. So if you want to play that during one of the breaks, that's okay, too. The weather report's brought to you by one of our fellow warriors, Chuck Kenny, and Shasta Gas Propane. He was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam. Flew in the same squadron that my cousin did a year after my cousin had been there. So he and his wife have a great business, Shasta Gas Propane. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They've won awards, state-level awards for hiring veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. And, in fact, I got to share, I was out social distancing myself, getting out into the air yesterday, and Chuck and I went floating down to Sacramento with Brian Kersey It was just three of us going out. There was no money exchanging hands or anything like that. We just went out and had a great time on the river. Haven't been out in a while since, you know, haven't been out fishing in a long time, but haven't been out really for something like this. We socially distanced ourselves and had a great time. So I want to give a big shout out to Brian and Chuck for a great time we had yesterday.
Beautiful fish. I saw the pictures.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's all catch and release, but we had a great time. Chuck just landed a monster trout. I mean, this thing was huge, and it wasn't a silver yet, but it was a great fish, and we had a good time. So you can still go out there and get out in the sun and enjoy yourself. So, anyway, Darren, you wrote a letter.
I did.
And could you kind of tell us what was in the letter?
Just to summarize, I'm just asking our state and federal legislators to speak to our Governor Newsom and let him know that not the state doesn't all have to be the same. And I know the governor reached out to the president in his time and said, don't make the USA all the same. Don't make it a one-size-fits-all. So,
and that makes sense.
That's what I'm asking.
I think all the governors are saying something like that.
Exactly.
Give us the option.
And that's what I'm asking the governor for, each individual county, to look at it and say, is that a hot quadrant there? If not, what is the effect of that? And what is the time frame to begin opening some of our businesses?
Well, you know, if you look at some, we've got three counties right up here that haven't had a case.
That's correct.
Shasta, Modoc, and Lassen have not even had a case. So how much longer should they be shut down? And then you look at us, we did have four new cases.
Correct.
But our number is still 30. And we had our fourth person die in his 90s. And I'm not poo-pooing that because of his age. But, you know, if it wasn't for COVID-19, he'd still be alive. So do we take that and look at the percentages?
That would be my take on it, is that you'd look at the percentage overall. And are they clustered? Did they all know each other? I don't know. I'm just saying you've got to look at how those people contracted it. Are they isolated? Were they isolated before they were tested? I mean, there's a lot of factors involved,
mm-hmm.
And I'm definitely not a scientist.
Right.
But if you look at all of those things and you line it all up, are we ready?
Well, now Wednesday, we are going to have the scientist on, the ones from Stanford and USC who wrote this paper about Santa Clara County and the number of cases that they've had. And they believe that this has been woefully underreported, the number of people who have COVID-19. And they've been checking. And it's going to be an interesting conversation. He's going to be on at 8 o'clock Wednesday morning. I've talked to him already. He wrote an op-ed for the Wall Street Journal about this testing they did, how they did it, and their conclusions of it, that COVID-19 is deadly. But the amount of people who have been exposed to it is much, much, much more than anybody thinks.
I would agree.
And if that's the case, and we see we're not we can test for COVID-19, but we're not testing for antibodies. When they test for the antibodies, it seems like there's a lot more people that have it or had it.
That's right.
Than we believe. So, you know, that is science. So is that something that we can take a look at and say, hey, it's time to start opening up here?
Exactly. Again, we have to take a look at the big picture. And what is the long-term economic effect of staying closed for all of our, you know, businesses that are currently closed at this time? So it's really important that we take a look at all those, because the trickle-down effect of all of that is much bigger than just that one business closing. So that one business is now not paying their mortgage or their rent. So those things just trickle down to the landlord, if you will, or the mortgage company, and then the bank, and the list just goes on and on and on. And then how many of those people end up losing their home over this? So the long-term effects are astronomical.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to look at both sides of the equation and say, are we ready, based on science, based on the figures that we have, to start opening up some of those businesses? Now, you look at small things like cosmetology. They put out – one of their organizations has put out a safety tips on how to reopen. So you're wearing your gloves. You're wearing your mask. One person comes in at a time. After that person is done and complete, they clean the entire area with disinfectant before they let the next one in. Then they let the next person in. They change their gloves, of course, and then they go on to the next person and so on and so forth. I think we've got to give people of today, based on what we've been through for the last 30 days, a lot of credit, because we're currently not giving them any credit that we're smarter than that, mm-hmm. that we're smart enough to go, okay, we got to have safety precautions in place, social distancing, PPE. We've got to give them credit that they'll be able to do the right things. The ones that are not, yeah, we need to go after them and say, hey, here's the protocol you have to follow. Now, I know Shasta County is meeting with a group of leaders and businesses together to say what should be the protocol to open up and who should be opened up. Obviously, you're not going to hold, allow, 100 people into one little small place at a time. But currently, we all go to Lowe's. We all go to Ace Hardware. We all go to Safeway. We all go to Costco. Those things are probably more... they have more effects on us than we'd realize, but the numbers aren't there to say that we're catching it from those locations.
Well, we need to take a break here, but that's a good point because when you go into your social distancing, some people are wearing masks, some people aren't. I wear, I'll tie a bandana around my face sometimes. Sometimes I won't. I've probably not been as about it as some people, but I see articles from people that say, hey, look, we're not, we're kind of in that prime time of that age group, and we wear our mask, and yet we go to places and other people don't. And it's kind of concerning to them. So my in-laws, 89 and 87, they still go out because they have to go out and buy, foodstuffs and everything, and they're wearing masks now, provided by their son, who's a doctor. But it's still the kind of thing that you have to ask yourself. We're going along with this, but we're still kind of not totally into it, but there could be some changes coming down the road. I've got to take a quick break here, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Yeah, they're still teaching gun classes, and they're doing it by distancing everybody. Nobody is getting near you. It makes it tougher for the instructors. They can't really adjust your hands, the way you're holding it, but they will show you a variety of different ways. They're there, and people are still going in and still requalifying for their recertifying for their CCW. The sheriff is still taking the recertifications. He's not taking new ones in because that means fingerprinting and getting people in and out of the lobby. But they are taking your recertification on your CCWs. Northern Firearms Instruction has classes, and they're small classes, and whenever they're small, you get much more instruction, and it's a lot more pointy talky as opposed to touchy talky, where they adjust things. Northern Firearms Instruction, go to usgunpro.com or give them a call at 999-1822. We'll be right back with Baron Browning, Anderson City Council.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, If we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Call a Marine, hit a 911.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here 605-4567. The song was there for Baron Browning, who was a former Marine.
Hoorah. You as well, sir.
No, yeah, you know what? It was a it was a misspent childhood that just lasted into my 50s. Good morning, everybody. It's the 27th of April, 8:21 in the morning. Carl Linda Botman is on assignment this month, 63 degrees. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They're still open for emergency surgeries, and they have something called the Da Vinci a 10-eye surgery, surgical robotic system there. That means it's less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. It's with done with 3D high definition when they're in there working, and it's just a fantastic, fantastic piece of equipment that really helps in their surgeries. Like I said, the emergency surgeries are going on, and we start opening up. You can start seeing one of the first things that's going to happen is elective surgeries. And people have been in a lot of pain with, you know, hips, shoulders, knees, all kinds of things that were supposed to be happening during this last month. So that looks like that would be one of the first parts of the opening of the system. Anyway, Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm with Baron Browning, a member of the Anderson City Council. Baron wrote a letter, essentially, that says what others have said, but you've put it very well, is that it's time to open up Shasta County. If you look at the numbers, our numbers are really low, looking at percentages. We have in place hospitals that are able to take if something happens. We have an overflow facility set up right here at the Civic Auditorium that has got 250 beds that they could use. We have, if you put the protocols in place, then we should be able to open up sooner than later.
I would 100% agree.
We're not a large city like San Francisco or L.A. or San Diego. We have we have social distancing before social distancing was, you know, the de jure. You know, we up here in Northern California, we like being separated. We don't like sitting on top of each other. What do you envision something like this looking like, Baron?
Well, again,
Shasta County, we're going to use you as a pilot project.
Well, again, I think all of the leaders need to get together and figure out what that looks like and what businesses you could open up or not open up based on the fact that if they could social distance and have the proper PPE. I know the governor said a lot. I've listened to almost every day's broadcast when he comes on at noon. He talks about having the amount of proper PPE to open up and then the proper amount of testing and test results back for all of those things. I'm a little concerned by that because aren't we already getting tested if we have it?
Well,
there's both sides of that. And I hear people say, I'm not being tested. And I have people hearing, you know, saying, yes, I got tested.
Sarah got tested. And by the way, we're on Facebook Live right now, so good morning, everybody. If you want to see what's going on inside the studio, you can see Baron's smiling face. But Sarah was tested, and because they thought that, you know, because with the kids and everything, there could have been something going on there, and it was found to be negative, of course. I think that, you know, when they ask for 3,000 kits and they get 100 is one of the problems, and that supposedly – according to the president, there's millions of these kits being produced now. So it's just a matter of time that we start getting a lot of these kits. Is that something that, you know, it's kind of you envision a, like a, and it'll look like a In-N-Out burger where you're lined up in your cars and the physicians are there or the nurses are there and they stick this thing up your nose or whatever they do with it. And then they mark it in your name and it goes back out. And, you know, they can do it in an hour now.
Correct.
So you can imagine it's backed up. So you learn in a day or two that you don't have it, that then you can go on out. What I'd like to start seeing is tested is the antibodies.
Yes.
To see if you've already been exposed and you just, you know, it just, you know, it didn't affect you.
Well, again, I think, you know, I was reading, starting last week, I read the president's brief on opening up America again. And it's just a guide on how to open up your, you know, your business, how to open up your county, how to open up your state. So all of those things are already there for you to look at. So take a peek at all those. And I think there's been some great organizations that oversee different businesses, different business organizations, or that have already come out with their own models on what to do next.
Well, now,
whether that's temping the person before they walk in, if they're a client,
for
to
sure
wearing the proper PPE.
Yes. Sure, your employees. But as one of our people pointed out here, that you can take Tylenol and reduce a fever. Tomorrow, by the way, Lori Bridgeford is going to join us, and she is one of the people who thinks this whole thing has been such an overblown reaction to something that it's serious, just like H1N1, and that there are other things in play. She'll be on at 7 o'clock, and I invite other people, you know, that agree with Lori to join us. Wednesday, like I said, the Stanford guys are going to be on to talk about this study. Friday, we're going to have two of the local restaurants, Cleary's and Country Kitchen, join us to talk about what this looks like for them if they have to open up. And this is going to have an impact on businesses if they have to go to half their tables, half their bar space. And now what kind of, it's got to have a severe impact on that because, as you know, there's low profit margins there. And they have to keep turning tables.
Right.
So.
Well, when you look at the models that come out and you're going to have half the amount of tables, then the business has to look at, well, I based my revenue based on this amount of tables being 70% full.
Right.
Right? So now I have half those amount of tables. Can I make it?
That's right.
And I originally wrote the letter, getting back to your first question.
Yeah.
I originally wrote the letter because I look at all of our Anderson businesses that are closed, and I look at their Facebook pages and their struggles, and they're literally crying themselves to sleep on how am I going to make it to tomorrow. And that really draws at my personal heartstrings. And again, I am not taking away from anything of anybody that had a family member pass away, because those are heart-wrenching. Last month, we had one, Norma Komnick. And so those things draw at your strings, and you and not from COVID, but I might add. Yeah. Not that I'm aware of, anyway. But those things, they draw at your heartstrings. So on my Facebook page, I've gotten some of those people that have said, well, wait a minute, what about this? And I get that. Yeah, but if you look at the numbers, though, yeah. let's just go back to real stats. You have 30 cases. You have 180,000 people. That's 0.0001. Is that enough to say that we should close down everything in Shasta County? That's my question.
Longer
and I'm not saying I have the answer. I'm just saying if we're going to go off stats and real numbers, is that enough? Because we probably had more die last year. I know we did in 2018 from flu and influenza than we did of COVID. You know,
in 2017-18, it was the worst time that they've had 60,000. Last year, I think it was down to 40,000. But even then, 40,000. But 60,000 dying, and we've had a total of probably, what is it? It might be getting close to 60 now throughout the United States. Now, it's not saying that COVID, once it gets into you, that it's, you know, it's not going to do damage, especially with the underlying conditions. But if you look at the average, if you look at the number of cases, you've got to ask yourself, what can we do? Say, you know, keep our safe distancing, forget handshaking and hugs. But what can we do to open up?
That's right.
As soon as
we have to have that conversation.
We have to.
And on several levels. One, we have to be prepared for the day when it does, even if it doesn't happen when we want it to. But we still have to be prepared when it does happen. And if we're not having conversations and we're not putting guidelines out there for when it does open up, then we're just going to sell ourselves back even further.
Okay, so let's just take a break right now. And then we'll be right back, because I have a question that would have, I think, could have a significant impact on opening up. And this portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Orchard Nutrition is still open. In fact, you can shop online, give them a call, pay for it over the phone, and you should come up, show your ID, and they put it in your trunk for you. You don't even have to get out of the car. What am I listening to?
FM is back up and your door's open.
Oh, okay, good. Turn it down then. Oh, the FM's back up. Yay.
Yay.
All right. Yeah. I know what happened, and when they went in there, I know what they did. I know exactly what they did to turn it back on, too. Anyway, Orchard Nutrition has got special shopping hours on Saturdays and Sundays for seniors. Their hours have changed a little bit, 7 to 7 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock at night. But Orchard Nutrition, part of being well is eating well and eating healthy. And in Orchard Nutrition, all their organic produce is 100% certified organic. Vitamins, supplements, free monthly health seminars that you can go online and see the health seminars. You don't have to go down there. All of this at Orchard Nutrition. It's been here since 1982. Been the best in the North State 13 years in a row till they retired the belt. You know, and gave it to Orchard Nutrition. Let's not forget to support our local stores. We'll be right back with Baron Browning, city council member from Anderson, who has written a great letter that says, hey, let's take a look at opening up. What do we have to do? We need to prepare for this, because if we are not prepared and they say open up, then we're just like where we were. So let's get everything put into place, and they say, and tell us, okay, Shasta County, open up. We'll be right back.
Devil dogs and jarheads, and Paris Island in July, simplified.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled. then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In April, we're covering crimes you can commit against and as authors. It's about how you as an author interact with your audience. And coming up in May, we're discussing how to design the perfect character.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios of Country Boy Music here. 96.5 FM, it's up and running. 1460 AM, your talk radio. It took a phone call to tell them to do something. I knew what it was because it's happened before. We just have to get a hold of them, somebody there, and yeah, push that button. 605-456. It's frustrating because I know what it is, but you're trying to, you know, but once we get them, they can do it. So, but you did all the studies down here and made sure everything was running right. So it just makes us crazy after a while. But welcome back to our FM signal. Of course, we always have our AM signal running. And we're always streaming as long as we have the internet, which was a problem also earlier. Thank you, Spectrum. But I'm here with Baron Browning, part of the city council, member of the city council. He's been, you know, mayor down there in Anderson before. Wrote a letter about let's get ready to open up Shasta County and why don't we? If you just look at statistics on this, it's like 0.003 of people in Shasta County that have caught COVID that we know of. I think that COVID-19 is much more widespread. I think that people have had it. I think that it didn't, you know, it didn't affect them like it did, you know, the ones that had to go to the hospital and that they have antibodies. I think there's a lot more than we think out there. But here's my question. Okay, we have it all together here, Shasta County. We start opening up. The lake start opening up. You know, I'm going to rent a houseboat, you know, or have things open like that. Our trails are open. And here comes San Francisco and Sacramento. What do we do then if we get, you know, because why wouldn't we get an influx of people up here?
And I'm sure some of those people will make their way down here. But you have to have those protocols in place. to check them and to make sure that they don't have a fever. And figure out, is it okay for them to go? And I know, I heard you earlier, you can take Tylenol to bring the fever down. I'm sure you can.
Yeah.
I've not had COVID, so I don't know of the effects.
Yeah.
And going back to your other statement from earlier, I believe that my wife had it back in January. She was sick for 3 weeks with all the same symptoms today.
She could have had it.
And we will know as soon as the antibody test comes out and she can be tested.
What I understand is in New York, and please look this up for me, Ashley, that the antibody testing in New York has shown that a large group of people have had it.
Prior
to the COVID-19 outbreak like this, or have had it, while this is going on, but they never even showed the symptoms, but they had it.
According to LiveScience.com, 1 in 5 people tested in New York City had antibodies for it.
There you go.
1 in 5.
New York Times has the same information.
Okay. So 1 in 5, 20% of the people already.
Wow, she quoted the New York Times.
Well, every so often we'll do that.
They would know it is New York stats. So.
That's why. In New York Times, it has something to do like with a statistic. You kind of trust them. So,
but again, I think this goes back to my statement earlier, and we've got to give businesses a lot more credit to be smart about running their own business. They don't want to have this thing creep up again and have to shut down again. So I think we got to give businesses credit when we're making our plan to say that they will do the right thing because they don't want to close again because that would be catastrophic.
Yeah, well, here's one of the ones I read about Georgia was opening up. And a woman who owned a suntan facility says, now they're going to open us up. And she says, I have some real questions here. Is it worth, and she said, this is my busiest time.
Sure.
Is it worth opening up my business to have my people exposed to COVID or to expose my customers to COVID? And what happens after we're open 2 weeks and all of a sudden there's an explosion of COVID-19 cases, then we have to shut down again because it takes money to open up.
Right.
And then you've got your people out there. She's already put them on unemployment, as many people have. When this thing started, get out of here, go on unemployment, and when we pick it back up again, you've got a job waiting for you.
Absolutely.
But then there's another comment. It's just a flu. Lots of people die from flu. Old people, young people, kids too. If the weak die, well, that's their problem. Well, now see, there are people that feel like that out there. And I've used this terminology before, but we have a social contract with our fellow citizens.
Yes.
And in this case, we are distancing ourselves. We've closed our businesses. We're doing all of these things because we've agreed that it's best for our nation. We did this during World War II. People wouldn't eat meat on certain days, all those things. But the whole nation was behind it. They could see it. When you've got an invisible enemy like this, at a certain point, especially when statistics are changing all the time, people are going to say, it's enough of this. I need to go back to work. I need to be able to put food on my table.
I guess the bigger question back to it is, at what point, or to the person that said that, at what point is it done? Because you can social distance and stay at home forever.
Yeah.
But what's the outcome?
Yep.
The country would be broke.
Yeah, we can't do it.
It would not happen.
We've got, we're going.
You can be afraid of it for the next year and a half until they come out with something. You can stay home, but the problem is there's not going to be any money for food.
That's right. So we need to do it. We need to do it smartly. So we need this group of people that I know that Joe Comeni's putting together.
The county is correct.
The county's putting together, with business leaders, with the health, organizations, the law enforcement and all this. What do we do? Here are the specifications. You can open up restaurants, 50% of the restaurants, you got 50% capacity. That means they're probably going to have to change their menus.
Yes.
Because they can't have all of the same stuff there. So they're going to have to probably change their menus. They're going to have to, they lose half the people in the bar, for this. It just means if you and I go to the bar, we're separated by, a stool there, but we can drink more. We have to make up for the ones that aren't there to help. Not you, Ben. Not talking about you. It's me and Lighty. We'll do that.
I'll drive you home.
No, you can drive us home. We'll just give you a call.
Okay.
But that kind of impact. But people coming back in the offices, you're having to distance people in offices that you didn't do before.
Well, and I think you're seeing some of those businesses already lining up for that. But you'll work from home on Tuesday, Thursdays. You'll work from home on Monday, Wednesdays. Yeah. Just so you have the same space. Amount of people in the office.
Yeah, because
they've talked about it a lot. Work from home if you can.
Uh-huh.
And business need to look into that and say, okay, we've got to open our doors,
mm-hmm.
but how do we do it in a safe method? Mm-hmm. And who do we absolutely have to have here on a daily basis, and who can alternate?
But part of the things that happen when your people are working together is that collaboration. So you don't have that anymore.
Right.
You don't have that on these Zoom meetings where you've got 10 people, you know, on a camera like that, 9 people and a cat. Cat sitting there in front of one of the screens because somebody hasn't figured it out yet. But you've got, you know, that collaboration in your, well, you know, in your business. Somebody hears something and goes, hey, well, I know I've got somebody that could do that. You know, those kind of things, and you don't have that. Let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning.
Yeah, Carl, hey, what I want to point out to you is that I heard on the radio that the people back in Detroit, there are, right now, there are more people, I think, are dying from suicide than they are dying from the disease.
Well, if that's something else, Jim, and that's absolutely true. People are all, you know, they're stuck in there. They see their livelihood gone. I can understand this. I can understand why there could be depression over this whole thing. There are people out right here in Shasta County that are depressed because they are inside. They can watch the business they've been growing for 30 years going away.
Well, if you talk to any police chief,
yeah.
and it's been all over
that's
the news.
That's a good point, Jim. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. If you listen to any news, and I think several sheriffs and chiefs have talked about this, we have more domestic violence and more child abuse right now than we've had in a long time.
Well, we've had One Safe Place on, and the problem that they're running into is they're getting their phone calls. But they, a lot of times they get reports of child abuse from teachers, from schools. Schools are shut down.
Right.
And, you know, they know things are happening. And what Jim just said is, you know, you picture somebody that's built a business, put everything they've had in their whole life there, and they just reached that point where now things are going good for them. They have everything in their lives invested in that, and then you get shut down.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of like my life's over. And so I've had financial guys say they've, you know, people have had their business. Are they going to reach into the retirement funds? They're in their 60s. They're still strong and want to work, and they've got a good business. Do they reach into the retirement funds to try and get a business to keep it going? And then when it comes out, it still is going to take months to get it back. It's tough.
It is.
We've got to take a break here, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at a business that is no longer open.
Oh.
Yeah. Cypress Square Barbershop, not considered essential. Obviously have not seen my hair lately. A better known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. And trust me, I miss going into Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Bathurst Avenue and the Cypress Square Shopping Center right there. You can make an appointment so you can just come in. I could see them doing it so they're opening up because they have plenty of room in there to socially distance. You have one, you know, customer at a time, then the next one comes in and the next one. My appointment's May 1st. I'm not sure we'll get to it, but I'm trying. Give them a call at 244-9478. We'll be right back with Baron Browning.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, checked. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
The City of Reading has provided utilities to our current casino by agreement for the past 25 years. During this time, we have been one of the city's top commercial customers. In addition to paying for our actual utility usage, our agreement requires us to contribute to the city's general fund to offset impacts from our current casino. This has resulted in us contributing about $3.5 million to the city's general fund to help pay for vital public services that benefit us all. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
With the new year, it's a great time to lose 10 pounds, paint the house, and finally clean out the garage.
Honey, why don't you start by getting the car serviced at Premier Oil Change? They're super fast and convenient. You get to wait in the car with free Wi-Fi and a free beverage. Plus, they have a rewards program where we can earn points that we can put towards free oil changes and services. You don't even have to make an appointment.
Wow, honey, that sounds a lot better than cleaning out the garage.
At Premier Oil Change, we strive for convenience. Our comprehensive 30-point certified service will ensure you with a peace of mind that your vehicle's in top operating condition. At to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that is service, and we're quick. Easy in, easy out. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Visit us on Facebook or Instagram. Premier Oil is located in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash. Visit us today. Home with a friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here 605-4567. Tomorrow, Lori Bridgford and others will be on saying why this thing has been totally overblown, that there's things to it that people don't know. And other people are going to call in with, I'm sure, questions about the loss of our constitutional rights under this. This is something that needs to be discussed. And also Haven Humane will be on at 8 o'clock. Lori's on at 7 for an hour. And then Haven Humane about the impact this has had on them and what about people and strays and all of these things that are going on there. Because as you can as you know, Haven Humane keeps us out from having being up to our knees in dogs and cats everywhere. So what that impact is. Wednesday, a doctor from Stanford on about their study. Thursday, Dr. Grady's going to be on, but he'll be talking about breast cancer and breast infections and things like this. And then Friday, two people that own restaurants right here in town are going to come on and what their plans would be for how to open up something like this. Baron Browning is with us right now because he wrote a great letter about how we need to plan to open up and that it's time, really.
It is time.
It is time to open up.
I want to give some credits, though. A lot of discussion in the last couple of weeks with Megan Dolly and Aaron Reznor. Both have been very engaged. We've had several conversations, or I have, with both of them. And I appreciate their feedback, and I appreciate their willingness to move our county in the right direction. I know Megan's much bigger than that. She has several counties involved.
She's got counties that don't even have the COVID
exactly.
in it.
Yeah.
Not that I would know since I haven't talked to her or Brian since the election.
I just want to give credit where credit's due. There's been a lot of conversations, and I've seen things on Facebook that people aren't, some of our electeds aren't engaged, and I would tell you that that's not true from what I'm hearing and seeing. Mm-hmm. And the conversations that I've had with several.
Well, Brian came out and said that it's time to take a look at Northern California. We're different than Southern California. We're different than Central California. They're talking about opening up Napa. My God, I mean, you're talking about a part of California that's gonna, you could have tens of thousands of visitors.
Correct.
Coming down there immediately. And that's the only concern I have, is we've got it under control up here. So we have to have the protocols in place to keep people safe. Do you see mandatory wearing a mask being one of those?
I could see that. Yeah. Absolutely.
And the distancing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I could see that too. If we're going to open up, yeah, okay, we'll wear the mask. You know, do we have enough N95s? No. But do we have other masks that help?
Well, as you said, the cloth, the bandana, there's something that you can put over your face. I guess the bigger question to the scientists, are those effective and how effective are they? Mm-hmm. Do they protect you or do they protect others? But if you're both wearing it, would you get it?
Yeah.
I mean.
And do you wash it?
Right.
After you're finished with it.
Some people at the end of the day, are you throwing it in the washing machine? Absolutely.
Some people wearing the PPE for, several days. Well, let's switch.
So here's the disgusting one, is watching it all over the ground at Walmart outside.
Oh.
When you get done, really? So you're throwing your gloves and your mask on the ground?
I know.
So then a worker has to come out and pick it up?
Yeah.
They don't want to touch your stuff.
Well, you know, they're wearing
put it
gloves.
In your car and throw it in your own garbage when you get to your house, or throw it into a garbage can that's around there at the store. I mean, don't throw it on the ground.
Well, and Sue, the question here is, why hasn't the mayor signed and the board of supervisors? Well, they're putting together a letter right now, you know, to say, open us up. We believe that we can handle this, that we have the protocols. One of the people I want to have on the show is the doctor that's in charge of all of this.
Oh, Karen.
Karen. And say, Karen, Ransom, what do you think about this? And because she's the one that kind of has the final say.
She does.
Yeah. One person has the final say on this. And she comes from a different direction than business people do. I mean, hers is trying to protect as many people as possible. And businesses are saying, give us a shot at it. And if we all of a sudden start getting a lot more cases, then we'll know that this is
well. Give them credit to do the right thing and to protect their customers and their employees. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
So, what do you think of the PPP? And I've heard horror stories, and I've heard very happy stories. You know that it's worked for people, and other people said they couldn't get it.
Yeah, I'm not going to name any banks, of course, but I would tell you that I've heard both sides of it. And I've heard great stories coming from some of my own clients.
Yeah,
and
Cornerstone. Cornerstone has.
And then I've heard horror stories from my clients that they didn't get it. They were denied for whatever reason.
Yeah.
So.
I don't understand. I mean, I kind of understand it. Jeff Fink was on last Monday, a week ago today. And he explained, you know, the number of people they had that were coming in. And then at a certain time, you just, that's it. The funds are gone.
Right.
And now the second group has come in.
Started today, I believe.
Started today, yeah. So I hope that people that, because I know doctors that have gone in, that have lucrative businesses, but because the elective surgeries are shut down. I would like to see the elective surgeries ought to be the first thing that we look at, is opening up again, because you're in a hospital, if things are there or sterile. So I would hope that would be something that we'd open up.
I would hope so, because I've had a back injury, and the pain that goes through that, and if you have constant pain, whether it's your knee or your back or your hip, you want to get those things corrected as soon as possible and live a normal life. You're laughing at something.
On Wednesday, this one person said, Carl, please let your guest speak and not waste valuable time with your comments. Okay. I'll try really hard not to. But is it okay if I ask them their name? Is it okay if I ask questions that they've already sent to me? Is that okay? Yeah. From the human.
So I appreciate the questions. I think some of these are tough questions to ask, and they're even tougher to answer because we don't know the long-term ramifications of this disease. We just don't yet. It's not been studied enough to figure it all out. But I know that there will come a day. But we've done a great job as a county and as a North
Station here,
and even as a nation of when we heard the call to shelter in place, and this is the reasons why, we acted and we did it.
And we have. And we've lived up to what we did. We've lived up to our social contract. But now, unless something really, really new comes out – I think we are ready.
Yeah.
I think we're ready. We're ready to open up under parameters, under protocols with masks and distancing and all this, and let's see what happens on something like this. We cannot continue to go like this in this country. We can't just keep printing money.
That's
it's
right.
already, you know.
In the trillions.
Trillions. In yes. the trillions. But also we need to get people back to work that so they can keep their businesses going.
Absolutely.
This has been a long time. I've never been seen anything like this, of course, in my lifetime.
Yep.
You know.
Our kids will have something to share to their kids and their grandkids.
Yeah. Back when I grew up, why is mom and dad just sit out on the porch and wave at people? Because, kid, when I was your age, we couldn't do that.
That's right.
Aaron Browning, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
You're a leader in our community. We so much appreciate what you do for our community, buddy. And you've also got a business, and that business is?
Spherion Staffing.
Spherion Staffing. So when you come back out of this and you need to find somebody to work for you, give Baron a call.
Please call me.
Yeah, give him a call. And your phone number?
530-222-3434.
There you go. Hey, thanks for keeping up the good fight and keeping us up, trying to get us open again.
And thanks to all of our businesses. I mean,
we
appreciate you, we love you, and we can't wait for you to open again.
All right. Hey, remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. And for now, let's just keep those protocols going, and let's all be good guys.
Devil Dog Day. Hoorah.
And I won't back down.